Good evening and welcome to Four Beers, No Fears, episode 54. This is your host, Tommy.
This is your other host, Avery. Yeah.
And before we get into it tonight, with this tasty tri-level, tri as in three, podcast, I want to thank our sponsor, Johnny's Poorhouse at 10936 Sheridan Road. Took some new people there. It was Chris. He's even said he loved it. More people that will be going there Friday. We're going to keep it going. The beers, the fish fry, the chicken, the sandwiches, the burgers, the curds. It's all good. It's all good. You know what it's really good for? You know how some people want to slow down life a little bit and enjoy the good times?
Sure.
This will slow down your arteries a little bit because there's so much love in their food.
I don't think you want that.
Yeah, I don't care. But I said try. Try is in three. Three is in three of us. We have shop manager Travis from work. Travis, say hello.
How's it going, guys?
And now Travis is going to give a 60-second synopsis on his life. Take it away, Travis.
Go nuts.
So I'm a shop manager.
Woo!
Yeah.
And I'm in charge of these two guys.
Yeah.
That's true.
We're construction workers, all of us. We're out there building America. Mm-hmm. Jordan, he's all of our bosses. And by the transitive property, he's even Katie's boss. If he's Jordan's boss, he's Katie's boss.
That's how that works.
That's how the world turns.
Sure.
We're going to get into the drinks right away. This week, we have the Smirnoff Ice Holiday Package, Red, White, and Merry.
It's not even Halloween yet. Why are they even putting these out?
It's festive, though. Mm. So I don't have the four flavors in front of me. They're all 4.5%. The first one we're doing is the Orchard Punch, Apple and Apricot. With hints of, is your dog freezing outside? Is that what I hear on the back door?
The dryer's going.
Oh, geez, little Pete. Apple and apricot with hints of cinnamon and brown sugar. Crack 'em, boys.
Do you want it all?
Sips. That's really good. That's an easy drinker.
That's easy to drink, yeah.
I say it's mediocre at best.
Well, yeah, it's still a drink in a can, but it's candy. Yeah,
it's a seltzer.
Do you have enough for me to have one?
No, I don't. Really? I brought a 12-pack. You don't do the podcast.
Oh, what the fuck, Tom?
Here, you can have mine.
No, you can't throw off the feng shui of the pod.
You can do the feng shui.
You haven't done this in...
Tonight's a special occasion, Tommy. I think we can allow one more to have.
Cheers.
Not bad.
No, I think it's pretty good. But they're not 100 calories. They're the full flavor.
It's really sweet.
But also tonight, new to the podcast, to get Travis in the podcasting mood, we are doing shot roulette.
Got to loosen up a little bit.
I know what three are in there. So would you guys rather me go first or last? You guys can pick.
I don't care either way.
What do you think? I really don't care either. Someone pick.
I'll tell you what, I'll go first.
You want to go first?
Ooh, yep, there you go.
They're all good. Travis, close your eyes. Reach for the bag. It's in front of you. Yep, reach into the bag. Feel around if you must. You might be able to tell which one's the bad one. He picked the good one. I think they're all really good because I picked them out. We're going to all announce what we got in a second. Travis, go first into the... I literally got the one I really wanted, so it's okay.
Well, I got the old smoky Tennessee salty caramel whiskey.
It's so good. Avery, you?
I got the Sugarland Shine Appalachian Apple Pie Moonshine.
And I got the candy one.
All brought to you by?
Hot Rod.
Tumbleweed.
And I got the, and I'll trade just because this is the lowest proof. If you want, I got the banana pudding. I got the Sip and Shine banana pudding.
Why'd you have to say it like that?
Okay.
I got the banana pudding.
Cheers, boys. Travis, I think you had the best one.
That is way more than a shot. Well, Travis, that's
they're all doubles.
Shots.
They're all doubles. Isn't that good?
It was smooth.
It was tasty. Oh, that was good. 50 milliliters. They're all 50s, right?
Yep.
Huh. Me and Avery finished ours.
I finished mine too.
I see it's not open.
I think the eyes are deceiving.
No, I see it in your hand.
No.
No.
That was really good. And now we all have these cute little. Ooh, but save. So anything you drink tonight, save it for our pictures later. Thanks for grip. Okay. Now, before we get into this tasty episode, Travis, I want to hear about your weekend.
What about my weekend?
I want a weekend recap.
A weekend recap.
Weekend
exactly
recap.
What do you need to recap on my weekend?
Well, basically from Friday after work till Monday when you started.
Well, I went home.
Okay, Avery, you start us off. He needs to learn this.
My weekend was a little bit slower. Not the best example. Friday night, finally got another movie that I wanted to see off the list. Finally got to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Pretty solid flick. Really good. Ending's pretty great as well. And then got to, well, I went to Indiana on Saturday. Got to see my grandparents.
Brother, you went to Indiana? What city?
Went to Hobart, Indiana.
How was that?
It's okay. It's a mixed bag. Lost a lot in darts on Friday to my mom, so that was great. Mom still got the dart prowl, and then so I'll be working on that on my dart game this week, probably at the bar by my house. And then came home, watched the Packer game, made red beans and rice, and
was it good?
Oh, red beans and rice are great, man. Love it. And then it was a pretty light weekend. Went to bed, kicked it back over to work.
All right, right on. Travis, you?
I fixed the 416 backhoe.
No way.
Yep. Grind don't stop.
What else did you do? That can't be all you did.
Change a couple tractor tires. Right. The farmers are out in the fields these days.
No, you don't got to tell me about the farmers. I drink Busch Light, brother.
What?
For the farmers.
You get that corn beer there,
Tom? This guy has never farmed a day in his life.
Brother, you do not want to throw
boots
that.
Boots like that don't.
Those are farm.
Jacobas are not farm.
Those are not shit time. Kickers.
Come on now, brother. I do not need that hate right now. Here's my weekend. In my weekend, I would even say started on Thursday.
Because it did.
Because I won $2,600 at the what a nickel. Mm-hmm. With that newfound wealth, I managed to spend almost half of it over the weekend.
You didn't give any to charity? How long?
I tipped the bartender $80, and I bought the bar around.
Yeah, what about the starving kids and dogs?
Hey, you guys are not on the podcast. Quiet.
You can flip me off.
You're right. Well, now you blew it, though, so you guys shut up. Busted. Friday, I started driving to Michigan. I actually took a lot of calls Friday morning. I was kind of annoyed, but whatever.
I thought you said a four-day weekend.
No,
Thursday, your weekend started on Thursday.
No,
that don't happen that way.
I still worked all of Friday.
Homie don't play that game.
I get homie don't play that game. I did have to work. I took a lot of calls. Dude, I booked that street sweeper from fucking Joycey out there.
It's in from Maine, wasn't it?
That's even worse. That's even further away. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I booked a lot of equipment Friday. Worked probably till 2 o'clock pretty evenly. Mm-hmm. But Friday got out to East Lansing, Michigan State. My cousin goes to school there, senior. So we went there for her parents' weekend or whatever. I'm not her parent. I'm her cousin. But her parents went. I was the special guest. Mm-hmm. Friday night, super fun. Awesome restaurant. Went out to the bars. Bought a really cool Michigan State jersey. Whenever I go to these schools, I buy the jersey.
All right, sure.
Saturday, got up, tailgated, walked around the whole town. Went to the game. Huge upset with the Badgers. They blew it in overtime. I don't know if you saw any of it.
No.
Drove back super early on Sunday. Had to get my aunt and uncle to their flight to Miami. Went to the Wooden Nickel. Picked up 5 pounds of spicy and Dewey sausage. Gambled some more. Lost some more. And that's pretty much it. Packers shit the bed.
Yes.
Like none other.
They did. They weren't even in the bed. They just shit.
They just shit on the floor. They were not even laying on
the countertop trying to cook a spaghetti dinner.
You get that. Amen, brother. But hung out with Nick a little more, family dinner. It was a good weekend.
How's your family doing?
They're doing. Oh, well, of course they're doing good. I'm their son.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. Katie heard that. She knows. But no, good weekend. And then I could say tonight's the weekend. We have Travis all the way down in Pleasant Prairie. Mm-hmm. Just
a rare occasion.
Rare. A first of anything. But Travis, cheers to you. I hope you're ready.
We're good.
What is wrong with you?
He's trying to go.
Avery almost spilled his drink. That'd be the first time I ever spilled a drink on the podcast.
He's nervous. Can't handle the pressure.
Can't.
Boss is in the room.
Boss is in the room.
Cracking under the pressure.
Boss in the room. Avery, you like pizza?
Yeah.
You like the NFL draft?
Yeah.
Travis, what about you? You like pizza?
Yeah.
You like the NFL draft?
No.
You like any draft?
No.
Okay.
The only thing I drink is draft beer.
Okay, you're about to like this draft because Travis doesn't always listen to the podcast, but tonight we are doing a pizza topping draft.
Sure, okay.
I'm going to let you – so I'm going to have 5 picks.
Okay.
Those are the only – 5 pizza toppings you can have for the rest of your life.
Sure.
And they will compete against our pizza toppings.
Is that minus cheese?
Cheese and sauce is on the pizza. I'm happy you clarified. Right.
I just want to clarify here because
it is important.
Kind of, I mean, 3 toppings is
5.
You get 5.
5. Ooh.
Yep. I'm going to have you write it down just because for the social.
Yeah. So We're going to put them all up on the...
and then people will comment on who had the best one.
Yeah. So,
Travis...
Be sure to follow some Four Beers, No Fears on the gram. Bitches love the gram. Travis Sarasoff.
You're noon.
Oh, so we got five, huh?
We get five.
Five. Not including the sauce and cheese.
And the cheese. Well, you add the crust is there.
Oh, I would have figured that. Thanks for clarifying, Tommy.
It's not really a pizza without crust.
What about a calzone? It's all crust, baby.
Still a sauce and cheese.
Anyways, what's first for you? What's your power player?
So my power player is numero uno. You have to go with sausage. Sausage is numero uno.
It's a fair pick.
Yeah, that's and probably the best pick.
Two, I would have to say.
No. We go around.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry.
You can't.
Yeah, I thought it was the five. I thought I had my five and you had your five. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, sausage is a power player. That's a main character.
It's a solid base for any pizza that you make.
So my number one, Avery, this might have been all of our other number ones. Mm-hmm. If it can't be sausage, it's got to be. Add a pepperoni, because if that ain't Italian, I don't know what is.
Pepperoni.
So pepperoni. Pepperoni can add a little grease to your pizza that you want.
A lot of
good
grease.
A little umami, if I will. Umami is meaty flavor.
Never heard that one before.
Yeah, well, I went to Whitewater, so big education on this side of the table. But yeah, I think pepperoni. If it's not sausage, my next choice is pepperoni. Mm-hmm. Oh, I might have made a mistake picking pepperoni. But anyways, Avery, keep on moving.
I mean, I guess I'll stay on the whole pork side because that's what both these toppings are. But I mean, I guess. Kind of being the last one to pick here, I think I'll just go. I'll go bacon. I think bacon is certainly better than bacon.
Yeah,
pizza.
I would agree with that. That's a good pick
bacon. Up there. See, and but all three of these meats are good on pizza because they put a little grease out. When
well,
it's
all in. It's all a fatty pork.
So a little umami. You get
stop saying that.
Okay, whatever. No, bacon's awesome on pizza. I mean, I think that would be my third pick.
I mean, y'all came out big guns, so I guess I had to move on because a lot of my other ones probably are definitely not big guns.
Sure. Travis, your second pick in the draft.
No, I can't pick anything. You guys already picked.
No.
Right.
No. And if you pick my topping right now, I'm going to lose a gasket. Also, you can pick. So there's pizza sauce in these pizzas. You can pick other sauces for toppings. Because,
gotcha.
Yep.
Or other cheeses.
Well, I mean.
Don't do other cheeses because we all have to have the same base pizza to keep it fair.
You said. All right.
But like. Look, I'm not going to say the word, but a drizzle of something.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sure.
I would think you'd say have some jalapenos on that pizza.
Damn it!
It was a little loud there, Tommy.
I don't... Dude, you know what my favorite pizza is, and you just took my favorite topping.
I don't know. I got sausage and I got jalapenos.
That's a good
You know pepperoni jalapenos is my favorite.
They blend pretty well in that pizza.
Honestly, I mean, like, not to give up my thing, but like...
Don't give up your thing.
At home, I do like... Chicken, jalapeno, barbecue as a pizza. That's damn good.
I'm so mad you took jalapeno because pepperoni jalapeno is my...
Jalapeno is just great, man.
I know.
Just in general. It's a solid pick.
I'm
bacon jalapeno will do the trick too. Man.
I'm so upset that you took jalapeno.
You got him angry.
All right.
Now, wait, Tommy, can you replace the sauce with anything else? Can you do like a...
Not the tomato sauce. That's got to be on the
that's
pizza.
That's got to be a base.
It's
you're stuck
be
with a base of tomato paste.
Yeah.
Base at the metal paste.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. All
right. That's
good.
Fine.
You speak Italiano.
Hey, if you're not talking the Italian, I want to hear it. But anyways.
All right. You got to build off pepperoni.
I was really... not really. Pepperoni plays well. We all know.
Oh, yeah.
I am upset extremely about the jalapeno because that adds a very dynamic, savory, spicy flavor to
pizza. It adds a lot.
But... this is not a good second choice, but I think if I don't call, jeez, the pizza
got him in a bind.
It's fine. The second best pepper to put on a pizza. You guys might. I'm not actually. I am not even going with a pepper.
Okay.
I am going with Philly beef. I want another meat player on there because one of my favorite drunk food pizzas is a Philly mushroom and onion pizza. I might have ordered it at the Branch a time or two.
That sounds good.
So I want more meat to play off of. I'm going to take some more beef, add beef to the menu, actually. Both Philly.
All right. Sure. That's fine. Yeah, just trying to think about some other different toppings, I guess, for me.
I'm so mad about the jalapeno.
Dude, You just
I'm
gotta,
gonna let it go.
You just gotta cry about it. And just
I'm not gonna cry.
It. You gotta cry about it. It's your party. You gotta cry if you want to. I think.
It's my party. I'm a go ahead.
All right. I think I'll also go into a meet role here, just because I think in the next couple rounds I'm just gonna take what I want here, because I don't think you guys will want to do what I do. I think. Buffalo chicken on a pizza, I think is
a wait a second. Wait, you get buffalo sauce, you get chicken.
Yeah.
You don't get both.
Yeah, I would agree with that one.
Thank you. Flag on the play.
Flag on the play.
You can't have chicken and buffalo sauce.
You can have chicken or you can have buffalo sauce.
You can have buffalo marinara.
Buffalo
chicken.
Is no. Buffalo. Philly beef. Oh, tell me what's in Philly beef. It's just how it's cut.
It's a style of beef.
Oh, I want Philly sauce on pizza. Shut up. That's you get chicken saying. Or you get buffalo.
You still gotta make
you pick one. You pick one.
Man, that's whack.
It's not whack that's because buffalo is a good topper to any pizza.
All right, fine. I'll take the buffalo sauce then if it's so good. I'll take that. Buffalo sauce on a pizza.
Okay, good. Jeez. That's a good pick.
Christ.
No.
I had a whole argument.
You're backing me up on this one, right?
No, I agree 100%.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but those are two way too powerful players.
What are you talking about? It's a combo. It's a wombo combo.
I thought,
you can't do a wombo combo.
You called it. I think I would have taken.
It's toppings, not a wombo combo.
Yeah, no wombo combo.
That's a buffalo chicken pizza.
No,
that's
dude.
An old-ass pizza
you should have taken chicken first. You should have taken chicken because chicken bacon ranch pizza, which you literally could have built.
Yeah, I was working on it.
You had
still good.
Yep,
nah, maybe not. Or buffalo pizza with the red on.
Just bacon.
There's still at least three. There's still three options here with chicken I can build.
Brother.
Not if I steal the next
one.
No, there's still three. If you take one, I still have one in the bank. Depends on your guys' pick.
All right, Travis, what's your tertiary player?
Well, seeing as I have jalapenos and sausage as my base play.
Don't.
Ooh, baby. And somebody took buffalo. I might not add another white meat. I think it might add some chicken.
Chicken, the other white meat. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that grab. I'm okay with that grab.
It's lean. It's very good.
It's clean.
It's nice. I make it on my chickens also.
It's very, very mean.
On my pizzas.
No, that was a strong ingredient.
It's good there. Some high protein.
I'm just thinking where these pizzas go at this point.
Well, I mean, it's not building a pizza off all
it's,
of it.
It's the best toppings, yeah.
Yeah. It's just individually or together.
I need to grab this one now because it's at this point as a Midwesterner, I need to have a power sauce. And I think this is something we all enjoy on pizza. Ranch.
Sure.
Ranch can really add a cool and creamy element.
That is a condiment. Not add to a pizza, Tom.
You can put it on top of
it's
been on top.
What about buffalo sauce?
They don't cook it. It's added on top. It's a topping.
It's a topping.
It's not. It's not.
You actually said it out of your mouth.
You are correct, but let me rephrase this.
You said it out of your mouth.
You're right, but you're wrong, because I was wrong. It's a condiment.
You got buffalo. That's a condiment.
No, it's not.
Oh yes, it is. Buffalo sauce is a condiment.
Is it?
Jordan, I need a.
Oh no! Don't
bring it.
No,
hold on.
There's
three
of us here.
Time out on the
Jordan,
game.
Open my sauce store. Tell me what's in there.
Jordan, would you be willing to advise this? Is it a condiment?
I think it's a topping.
Condiment?
Yeah.
Well, what's a condiment versus what differentiates a condiment versus a topping?
Oh, God. We can't get into this.
This
right
is way
now.
Too philosophical.
This is like it's a hot dog, a sandwich.
No.
It's a
in my opinion.
Ketchup is a condiment. Mustard is a condiment.
So I, in my
ranch
opinion,
technically is a condiment.
Ranch would be a condiment.
Yeah.
But it's
same
also.
Same with buffalo. That's why
that's
I disagree with. I think he could definitely have a buffalo chicken pizza, because if you get a buffalo chicken pizza at most restaurants,
but
they put pizza sauce on and then drizzle the buffalo on
as
top,
a topping.
As a topping.
Thank you.
Correct.
And the rule was each pizza has to have sauce and mozzarella.
Right.
But that's your base layer. Therefore, a condiment.
But he's saying buffalo is also a topping.
He's saying it's a condiment.
No, he's saying it's
so therefore I should remove my chicken.
What's the difference between a condiment and a topping?
What if I had a jar of sausage? I was pouring down the pizza. That's a condiment.
Well, no, because
no.
It's like a salad. That's not a liquid.
Okay, so let me explain. So you have your mozzarella and your pizza sauce. If you put it on your pizza now, it's topping the pizza.
Shall we Google this?
No, because we have a time limit per segment. I get what you're saying, and it's not wrong, but we are topping a pizza with these items.
So you want to add ranch?
Oh, ranch is mine for sure, yeah. I top a pizza with ranch.
I've seen it done.
If you want to add that as your topping, then
I am. That's ranch fine. Is mine.
We will add that as a topping. Yeah. Because
that was a good riff. That was a good riff right there.
Okay, I guess it goes to me.
Go ahead.
We'll back up here. I think this could probably work. We'll see. We'll see if this all drums up an argument. One of my favorite types of pizza to have. And it's a very unconventional one. A lot of people don't think about it, I think. And it's kind of because you're mixing two foods together to form a beautiful thing. And that'd be mac and cheese as a topping.
That's crazy. That's not a bad call.
Are you getting the mac or are you getting the cheese?
I'm going to give a mac and cheese because there's already cheese on the pizza.
It's already cheese
in the mac. Yes, for buffalo chicken.
We all said that was two ingredients. Mac and cheese is an item. I will say that because have you ever had mac and cheese pizza, Travis?
I have.
Okay, so you get it.
You got the mac, and then you got the cheese.
There's no.
Okay, let me say this. Have you ever had a noodle pizza?
You'd be surprised at what pasta can do.
That's fine.
It's Italiano.
Al dente.
I'll call mac and cheese one. I'll call that one one.
Yeah, you can't have one without
buffalo
the other.
Buffalo and chicken are way too polarizing to put together on a pizza.
It's too controversial.
It is too controversial. Mac and cheese, mac is a good, that's fine. Travis, go ahead. You're on fourth pick.
So you're going with...
We're not building a mega pizza.
If mine was a mega pizza right now, that'd be pretty good. Buffalo, bacon, mac.
Yeah. We're not building mega pizzas. We're just picking the best toppings.
Best toppings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a topping draft.
Topping draft, yeah. Huh? We're getting down in the nitty gritty here, aren't we?
Oh, you gotta be careful. I have six more power players in my mind.
Sure. Maybe.
You guys are digging deep. I would have to say, I don't know. I got sausage, jalapenos, chicken. Mm-hmm. Well, it's technically Philly beef,
or it's beef. It's shredded beef, if you want to call it.
So I can't add beef.
You can do ground beef. That's still.
Well, I don't want ground round. Although cheeseburger pizza ain't.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Delicious. So I would go. I'd add ground beef to
that's
mine.
That's a good topping because every good meat lover's pizza has ground beef.
I do enjoy a good cheeseburger pizza.
Yeah, you get the onions. You get the American cheese on the top.
Or cheddar if you want to.
Or Shetty Betty. Yeah, you're right. Nope. Ground beef is a good player because some people say meatballs are topping, which I've had pepperoni meatball pizza, but ground beef is a better player.
I think it's a better.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to always do ground beef jalapeno, like a deep dish from Domino's. Yeah. Was my play.
Nothing wrong with that, baby.
That was a decent one, too.
All right. I'm happy no one took this yet. You guys might think this is a weird take.
Sure.
I want mushrooms.
I was thinking about it. I thought that'd be a value.
Mushrooms is a good pizza player.
Solid.
Yeah, see, not a bad. I thought that was going to go fast.
Respectable. That's respectable.
It's one of the best vegetable toppers to me on a pizza because it cooks well with the ingredients.
Right. Well, there used to be this place where I grew up. They do the really thin pizza. But then, like, if you ever get a mushroom one, it would just be just a mound of mushrooms.
Yeah. I like mushrooms on the pizza. That's mine. What's your fourth, baby?
So for my fourth, I think I'll go back to the pork side again to get something else here.
You like getting pork?
No, but I do like eating pork. And that's why I'm kind of – it's a toss-up between the two, but I think with this one I'll go Canadian bacon.
Okay, that's another good top. Another good topping there.
Nice thin ham. Does the trick compare well with a lot of stuff. Yeah. Except pineapple. That's a sin.
Okay, that's the one
Christian
thing I have.
This is Canadian. A Christian house. You don't do that. But if you do like a meat lovers, it's on.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There's cubed ham, Canadian bacon, all that.
All right, Travis, what's your last pick in this pizza draft?
Well, I'm going to add a nice topping to that one. I mean, you got your meat.
Yep.
Your schmeat.
He's got the jalapeno. Yep, heard that.
I'll tell you what, a little onion.
That's great. Add a little. Specify. You want white onion, red onion? What do you want?
Whoa. Calm down there, son.
Okay. I was going to pick red onion, but I think that's what you wanted because whenever I get buffalo pizza at work, I get red onion. And
I didn't know you need to clarify, maybe
he's got his own thing in his brain.
Tell me what you want, but the normal pizza, well, it could be whatever. You get to pick.
I'm going to take yours.
Good.
I'm going to take some red onion.
I just sold you so hard because I didn't even want red onion.
Oh, really? Huh?
Oh, you're playing with fire now.
Tumbleweed Tommy is getting a little tricky.
I mean, you do have a little jalapeno.
But with what you have, though,
a little saucy.
A jalapeno and red onion is a great...
But it's a little spicy.
Show me that.
It's a little spicy.
That's fine. Because my fifth isn't a vegetable now. And I used to order this a lot before I got it.
It's a fruit.
I don't care. You're a fruit.
That's a nice.
Banana pepper. That's my last one. Sure. I like the banana pepper with any of the meats.
Very, very mellow, very decent.
Yep. But it's, nice. It adds a little acid to the pizza.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm not crazy with
it. No, it's fine.
That's going to get bolts, baby.
Sure, man.
What's
sure.
your last? What's your fifth? What's your finisher?
My finisher. All right.
It's probably like Tom's.
You're a fucking Tom. So I think going into the fifth, looking at what I got. At the same time, I got to think about my favorite pizza, which is the Supreme Pizza. It's a lot of different
toppings. Don't say black olives.
No, not that at all.
Thank God.
But I will go another topping that's kind of prevalent on there.
Anchovies. Here we go.
Delicious.
No, I think for me, I think a nice one. I mean, it's a distinct flavor. If you're into it, you're into it. If you're not, you're not. I'll take green pepper as my
last that's one. That's a very
simple salad.
Yeah.
Salad.
It mixes well with others.
Yeah. It likes to share.
Yeah.
But I think all of that. So, again, just to clarify everybody's, we'll put a poll up once this podcast is up.
Take a picture of this because I have to keep it for my records.
We'll take care of that. Yep. But, yeah. So, Travis, in the first round through fifth round, sausage, jalapeno, chicken, ground beef, red onion.
That sounds good by itself, actually.
For Tumbleweed Tommy, he's got pepperoni, Philly beef, ranch, mushrooms, and banana pepper. And then for your boy Squiddy, it's bacon, buffalo, mac and cheese, Canadian bacon, and green pepper.
So am I hearing here that we might have a pizza day with these flavors?
We could.
Actually, I will do that.
Are we going to do a pizza buffet on Friday?
That's a really good idea.
I say we do a survey. We order one of each, and then whoever does
that's
the best.
That's going to be very expensive because of the amount of toppings. But it'll be hard to find a mac and cheese pizza around. But I'll do some digging.
Get on down to Pizza Ranch.
Get on down to Pizza Time. Oh, that would be fun to go to Pizza Ranch and record the live deal because they would do that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, right on. We are going to take a quick break, guys, get some more drinks. We'll be right back. We're back.
We're back. Did you miss us?
Travis, take a moment to introduce the next drink while I try to make mine go in my cup because it's been slid open by my knifesmanship.
Well, continuing on with the next one, we have a Smirnoff Ice Red, White, and Mary Citrus Punch. Brought to you by Tommy. You want to plug him?
Who
bought the drink?
Me.
Oh.
Duh, dude. Are you kidding me right now? You guys can open them and tell them about the taste. I need to just, look at how this is pointing in here right now.
Is the citrus punch going to be a knockout? I don't think so, but we'll find out together.
I think that this was originally going to be like the first one we did first, though. It's just very hard to pour with how. I'm going to pour it over this cooler so I don't. It
just tastes like orange, like a perfume.
Don't ruin it for me!
It's not bad.
You sloot.
It's like a perfumey orange.
Can somebody explain did someone say? No, no one read that yet.
It is. I'll read it. It is a blood orange and Valencia orange.
Valencia?
And some ginger as well.
It smells good.
It's okay.
It smells like a Fanta.
Kind of. It's like that, but like way more fancy. But I like the Fanta more.
I think that's pretty good.
It's okay.
I think that's good. I like that more. Well, the first one tasted very seasonal.
This feels like a stuck-up Fanta.
I thought we were drinking beer.
Well, you can't. What are rhymes with seltzer?
Seltzer's not a beer.
No, I.
That's true.
It's a
seltzer.
Other than White Claw, did you know pretty much everything is beer? Like this is a weird concept. But like, so this is flavored beer.
I tend to disagree, but that's another.
It says it on the can, baby.
Hold on, baby.
Sorry. You gotta just find it.
Great for radio.
It's good. Avery, tell them a story about your childhood.
So there was one time, right? In what was it? Fourth grade, I think.
Flavored malt beverage.
I got punched in the nose one time. On the
malt beverage.
Malt beverage is not beer.
What is it? What is it, Travis?
It's a malt beverage.
What is a malt? What is a Mickey's? They all have malt in it.
So, yeah, no, I got punched in the face, and I should
have. Shut up!
No.
All right. Before we get into our teamed events, Travis, you have your own team event on this one where you can – I'll wait till we announce it. We are going to do a Would You Rather. Right. This is a crazy one because you have to really think about it before you give your answer. You get to go first again, then me, then Avery.
Well, thank you for that, Tommy.
Yeah, you're our guest monitor. Would you rather never have milk again or never have bacon again?
you want me to go now?
You get to go first.
I get to go. All right. I would say I never.
When you say your answer, you need to describe it.
It's all, what is it, all milk products or just?
It's just milk.
Everything with milk in or just straight?
Yeah. Are we talking 2%, whole percent?
Okay. If it says milk, it's milk.
Does almond milk count? Technically, that's not a milk.
Okay. If it comes from a cow and the word milk is in it. All
right.
Almond milk is not milk.
Can I cook with it or no?
Nope.
Well, you can't. Can you have anything with milk in it?
You can't, like a chocolate bar. All
right. Milk. But, you can have dark chocolate.
But I can't.
Shut up. Okay, it's milk. Don't overthink it. You can't have a glass of milk. You can't have cereal. You know, stuff like that.
Well, you can't have cereal.
No, what was the other one?
Cereal with what? You can never have milk again or never have bacon again.
I would say I could never have milk again.
That's what you would take.
Yeah.
Why? What? Why do you like bacon more than milk?
I'm not much of a milk drinker.
Okay, that's fine.
I like my pork. I like my pizza.
It is. No, he didn't pick bacon. But
yeah, but I still have just about everything.
All right, that's fine. So I have a very hard time with this. I try to make them very difficult for me.
Sure.
Because it's hard for me to picture a world where I never can have a warm chocolate chip cookie again without a glass of milk. You can. Shut up.
You can.
It's kind of I like to like. Bacon is, like you said, pizza. Whenever I do a meatloaf, I wrap it in bacon. I just figured out I'd rather give up milk.
Yeah, no, this is
a bacon.
Pretty much a no-brainer.
This is a pretty easy one.
Yeah, it's bacon. Before we started, I drank something I thought I was going to pick. I would rather have milk.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine never having a bowl of cereal again in your life?
I used to.
Yeah, I could.
I guess I can now, too.
I mean,
it took me forever.
Bacon, milk, I could give up some milk. Yeah, I can't have almond milk, I'll die.
Well, like, as long as it, like, and that's why we specified, it's like, if I can't eat anything with milk in it, that would be tougher. Like, if I couldn't bake anything again or anything like that, because, like, milk's big on that. But if I just can't drink straight milk, I can live without that. I kind of do right now anyways.
So I think it's safe to say that we all
unanimous.
Agree.
We all have
bacon. Yeah, it's unanimous. We all
You guys, no matter what happens after this, you guys want to go get some bacon?
Yeah,
I'd rather have some milk.
We'll go milk and meat chop it. 8 o'clock on a Monday. Where's your bread?
Break Grant's holiday.
All right. Well, I just got a text from Sam's Sports Corner. We're going to reach out and see what he says Sam's Sports Corner answers. I mean, this was a big week for Wisconsin sports that he needs to talk about.
Lots of things.
Maybe
he's dodging the real questions we're about to ask.
Yeah, maybe. Like,
why do we suck right now?
If Sam doesn't answer me and Jordan would do this in the past, we call Haley and do Haley's sports take.
Yeah.
So here we go. If he does not answer, we will have to suspend him for 2 weeks. This is good.
The suspense is building.
Yeah, it is.
Will
he answer? It's ringing.
To have his corner, or will he be... forced to resign.
No, we will not force him to resign. He's been with us since week one. Hope he likes grocery shopping over friendship.
Is he getting lonely in a sports corner?
Hi, you've reached Sam Goldberg.
Oh my god.
So we're going to numero uno.
We're going to Haley's sports take. Ooh. Right. Haley's hot sports take. No, I don't like that.
The Daily with Haley.
The Daily with Haley. I don't like that either. There's no sports in there.
Oh, there.
We'll just do Haley's sports talk. Okay, Haley, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, so you are on the podcast. Sam dropped the bag for answering the phone for Wisconsin sports this week. Can you save him right now and do Haley's hot take on sports?
Sure.
There we go. All right, you got about 2 minutes for sports.
Go nuts.
You can talk about whatever, except for the Chicago Bears, but I don't think you would after the Commanders beat them.
Go nuts, Joe Nuts.
Okay, well, it was a pretty shitty weekend for Wisconsin sports. Brewers aren't even in the playoffs, and Badgers lost. Tommy, I know you were at that game.
That was a letdown. So we left right before the fourth quarter, which is where most of the action that game happened because it was freezing. But we were watching on a TV. Like, that was it. Both teams played like shit for the first three quarters.
Fake fan.
I was stay
with you. Tommy, can you clarify what jersey you were wearing?
I was wearing a Michigan State. I was wearing a Michigan State jersey because I'm a good cousin. That's it.
Interesting. Okay.
They won though, so they won because I bought that jersey. Just so you know.
Sure.
But you're the reason the Badgers lost, is what I'm hearing.
I'll take one for family because, like Dom Toretto, family's everything.
Keep very going, though. Other than that, Packers lost pretty bad.
Yeah, that was a bed shitter.
So at least the Bears had that going for them.
So Sam missed the call, Haley, and now he's called twice on this phone, and he's currently calling my work phone. He's upset, but you get to keep going. It's your spotlight now.
What else happened? I mean, that's pretty much it for Wisconsin sports.
Yeah, it was a bad week for Wisconsin sports.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, though, I'm going to talk about this because every now and then I get a fun fact. So Whitewater, once again, they beat the Oshkosh Titans this week. But so Whitewater once again set a world record for best D3 seating attendance ever with 18,951 people.
That's cool.
3,000 people more than even live in that city.
You know who was at that game as well? Our old co-host, Tyler Lund.
Tyler was there.
He was at that game.
Oh, my God. Sam is going. Haley, can you? Oh, that was Marta now. But, yeah. Everyone's calling right now.
Should you add Sam to this call?
No. He's suspended. He got a 2-week suspension for not answering.
Major penalty.
Yep.
Okay.
But, Haley, you got anything else? Any fun advice? Or you want us to let you go?
No, nothing inspirational right now. I'm busy watching Bachelor in Paradise. So.
All right. You're a Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
Bachelorette, but yeah.
I know what I said. Talk later. Bye. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Okay. So, Sam is mad. Mm-hmm. He gets a 2-week suspension. Mm-hmm. I'm just texting him 2-week suspension so he knows. And we're going to call Chris now. Travis, what did you think of your first sports corner?
It was interesting.
It's normally a little bit better plan than that, but Sam had to go get Hot Pockets.
Honestly, it's a worthy journey. Hot Pockets are pretty good.
It was a bad week for Wisconsin.
They're a necessity. Hot Pockets are a necessity.
I don't know the last time I had a Hot Pocket.
I do.
When?
Last night, no.
All right.
I had them a lot my junior year because they're great. Like, come back from the bar, microwave, then go to bed.
All right. Are you ready to collide with Chris?
Let's collide with Chris. We did a lot last week. A little bit less this time.
Too off the rails.
Chris, time to collide.
Hey, Tommy.
Collide with me.
Hey, no 2-week suspension for him.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're not getting suspended, but Sam got suspended. We had called Haley and she did with sports.
Guess who I'm sitting here with?
Who?
Last name's Christ. Has the power of flight.
You're with Jesus?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Dude, nice. Sweet. Collide with us, man.
Tell us about what happened.
Yeah, so Halloween costume arrived.
Nice.
I'm so ready.
Sweet. What color Power Ranger are you going to be?
The hot pink one.
That's pretty hot. And also pink. 2-in-1.
I cracked Meredith's pelvis with my car.
Excuse me?
I can't tell you what he's going to be, but you can guess. Give him another hint. Avery's not very well tuned on pop culture.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
he's just.
Oh, dude, you mean Michael Scott?
Boom!
Yeah, Michael Scott.
I'm also now a plant dad.
No way.
So,
congratulations.
Because you killed your candle?
Is it a boy or a girl?
Yeah, I'm trying to bring back life into this apartment. There are 9 of them, Avery.
You got 9 plants?
So are they boys or girls?
Okay, shut up. Let them talk.
It's a mixture. And I don't know how to tell the identity.
How are you going to play catch with
what
them?
What did I just say to you? Shut your
out the backyard.
But so Friday I just had a self-care night, got drunk by myself and listened to the Morgan Wallen final.
Nothing wrong with that though. Nothing wrong with that.
Saturday I had a date with a girl.
How'd it go?
Last week we alluded to my Hinge It went amazing.
Good. Did you guys kiss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Don't ask anything else. This is a family podcast.
Good one. Good one.
And then, so we were at, we did a donut and cider fest.
Yeah. Sorry that we all missed that, but you.
What?
Sorry that we all missed that, except for you.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Not like I invited everyone.
You did.
6 weeks ago.
I know.
And then we were at McGillicuddy's because that was one of the bars.
Of course.
And this male who, he may be mentally challenged.
Gasp, sure. What's his name, Avery?
I was there. That was me.
He's wearing headphones in the bar, like noise-canceling headphones. And I'm like, oh, maybe it's like a sensory thing. He comes, he's walking to the bathroom, and we were, I don't know if you guys know McGillicuddy's well, but just there's like two halves, basically. Mm-hmm. And so we were on the back half, and he just whacks his arm. He's swinging his arms like he's doing like arm circles, like he's warming up for baseball. And okay. He just whacks a column. And I look at him, I'm like, hey, buddy, you all right?
Did he cry at the bar?
No, he just started mumbling under his breath.
Oh,
and so then me and my beautiful date were like, I literally,
I don't know if you heard Travis. Travis is here, Chris. He just said, did he steal your girl?
I hope so.
Who's Travis?
Travis is our shop manager at work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he tried. Well, so then he came out of the bathroom.
Props.
And then he, as he gets out, he just stands by us.
Okay.
And I kind of look at him and I'm like, what's up? And he just did not say a word. So I look at her. I was like, we got to get out of here.
Yep.
And then he like,
heard that.
What he came up to talk to the bartender and we bolted.
I get that. That was that. He literally collided. You found a collision story for this one.
Yep. First and forever.
First and forever. You got anything else, boss, or can we let you go?
No, that's really it. I just wanted to banter with you in person, but I can't.
We'll get another one soon. We're talking about the Sip Shine again, so we'll do it.
Okay.
All right, take care. Brush your hair. Talk later.
See ya.
Bye. Have fun, BC.
Now, Travis, I know you had to be quiet there for a little bit, but now we're going to give you the spotlight a little bit.
Oh, all right.
Avery doesn't know about this because he isn't, I don't know, unless he saw it. So we did the Sam Sports Corner, which is Haley's hot sports take. Mm-hmm. We did the Chris Collision. Now we have the Travis take, where you get basically about 6 to 7 minutes of saying the best and worst of Tommy and Avery.
Yep.
Let's get that door closed, though.
The best and the worst, huh?
Sure.
Go nuts. 6 to 7 minutes.
It can be, you know what? It can only be all just the worst. It could be all the best. It depends on how you feel.
I don't know if I can handle 6 to 7 minutes, but I'll give you.
You get as much as you want, but. So you can pick the worst or the best first. Don't say anything very dumb, but speak your mind.
As far as work standpoint or as far as personal standpoint?
Well, what's a job review?
Well, not that. So you're
getting like, I mean, do you want to talk about like work related or do you want to talk about?
So this is the Travis take. We might call you once a month to do this Travis take on something. If we have,
it depends on if it hits. Yeah, well, I don't know if it's going to hit.
We don't know if it's going to hit. But the thing is, so you, I mean, I've known Travis for 3 years, Avery just a couple months.
Four months, yeah.
But so you can do whatever you want. You get the best and worst of me, the best worst of Avery. This is your time to shine.
So my best, I'm going to start with my best. I'm going to build all you guys up here. Then I'll cut you down.
Like what? A fine.
That
like
sounds
a,
like every day at work.
Like a fine corn of the cob stalk.
So my best with Tommy is that I give him some slack, but yeah.
I'm going to cry. I can already tell.
He's a hard worker. I mean, willing to do whatever it takes to get a deal done. You know, this construction industry, it's cutthroat. It's cutthroat.
I'm a construction worker, so.
It's cutthroat. So, I mean, he's out there building them up, trying to book deals, doing what needs to be done. Good hearted person, picks up the phone when I call.
That's all I have to do to be a construction worker.
Yeah, not necessarily.
Not at all. Actually, that makes you a phone answerer.
You know, just all in, all out.
I'm going to cry, but
Avery, his heart's in it. I mean, he's got what it takes. Just willing to do what it needs to be done. You guys are all tearing up on me. I don't know if I can handle this here.
Let the record show I'm not actually crying. I just made a joke that I was crying.
Oh, sure. Yeah, glad you had to clarify there, Tommy. I seen you wiping it with a rag.
That's my hands. I guess no. Put down that chainsaw.
That's how my parents' marriage ended.
Oh, anyways.
Ask them to do something, they all jump. Both of you guys do, so it's...
I need to hear the worst now. That was too nice of you.
Are we ready to cut to the worst?
Tear it down.
Yeah, I suppose, as long as it's not going to incriminate me in the state of Wisconsin, the United States are going to be fired.
All right, you're all fired. All
right, that's fair.
No, I'm just kidding.
You can't fire a corporate employee. You can fire Avery, though.
You can fire me, yeah.
I don't know if I can fire the MVP.
Oh, there are the tears again.
No, and I'll defend that. Now we're getting to the nitty-gritty here. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to cut down Tommy here a bit. And...
Me and Travis weren't best friends when I started at work.
Yeah.
You guys are now? I don't think so.
Oh, we're best friends. So
yeah, one few downsides of Tommy is that he sometimes he's overbearing. Likes to put a lot of pressure on. And then likes to just do his thing and not relay the message.
I thought you were just going to say be an asshole because that's what you're getting at.
Yeah.
Not tell me what's going on, leave me in the dark.
Well, I will say this, though. Probably for the last 7 or 8 months, our group email I thought you were part of, and just last week I found out.
I was never a part of that.
Okay, but I thought you were.
Yeah. So I had no clue what was going on.
Yeah. So, which that's kind of not my fault, but no. I get where you're coming from.
But granted, I don't always check my emails because I'm out there digging.
Yeah, you're out there getting lunch.
Yeah. What?
I gotta throw some back. You gotta keep it fun.
Getting lunch.
I mean, it's just a joke.
Yeah, all I do is eat. A joke. 350 pounds overweight.
But never had. Never mind.
No. Yeah. It. You know, sometimes you can be a little pushy.
I get that, but that's what makes it good. Say it with me.
Yeah. No, I agree.
You're saying that about
a good sales rep's got to be demanding.
But I do tell you that.
You do.
I say, yeah, you know.
Sometimes he grabs me by the collar and throws me into a concrete wall and says, knock it off.
And that's why we're hot to trot. I mean, we're kicking it at both ends. Mm-hmm. Booking deals and making steals.
Mm-hmm. Stealing it.
Shitting pants and getting new jeans.
Sure. Yeah, that's the same. Sure.
I just want to hear the worst of Avery, though.
Yeah.
We have become friends over the past few years, so it's kind of more difficult now.
You really want me to cut Avery down? I don't know if I can do that to that guy.
Will you cry in real life?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
A few things about Avery is he needs to take more notes.
I agree. I will be on the phone. And
his handwriting needs to increase.
Damn.
Yeah. That's good. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's bad. No, it's been
pepperoni. I can't make out.
I can't read the pepperoni.
To be fair, like half of the words in pepperoni.
You do like half cursive and half regular, and it just ends up. It's like a mix of jazz and funk. It's junk.
Or junk? No, it's still junk.
Yeah.
We'll call it crunk.
Keep going. Get crunk.
So no, I mean, as far as his writing and.
You actually said the same two things I would say, though.
And wow. I would say one more thing is that he needs to be more cognizant of what's going on. And that goes back to the note-taking. Just take notes and be more. When somebody says something, listen and then write it down. Whether it be in your own handwriting or type it out, I don't care. Just be cognizant of what's going on.
This is an intervention.
I think I've been writing with the wrong hand the whole time.
That would be so bad. You know what? I think we really cleared the air here. And at the end of the day, Avery, I think there's only one way to correct this. I want you to take both hands, and every morning we're going to take some time, and we're going to duct tape a pen to each your hand so you can not only figure out which hand you write with, but you can also take more notes.
How to become ambidextrous.
I'm just saying, that's a good idea.
I don't care if you're ambidextrous, but you need to find one hand that writes.
So tomorrow morning, we'll all be at work.
I'm gone. I'm actually gone.
That's why
he's gone.
They're both gone. I'm the only one going anymore. What are you doing?
I'm riding along with Randy with our driver.
Oh, I love that man.
Are you gonna get there at 4:30?
No, he said to come at 7. He told me.
Oh, he'll be out for 2 hours.
Yeah, he'll have three deliveries in. I tell you what, there's nothing against our truck drivers. They work.
Not a thing. I remember.
I'll give them props.
We have great drivers. What I want to say is, I remember like my first. I was with the other driver. I will remember that day forever. I learned so much on that day to realize what they actually go through. I'm happy doing that tomorrow. Learn a lot. Have fun. That's all I got. We're going to take another break. We're out of drinks. We'll be right back.
I check every now
and then. Dude, those pork rib sandwiches I used to love, they're like $5.90.
It's a lot of calories.
More than that for me, too.
I know.
It's a lot of calories.
It's a lot for a tiny sandwich. Sorry. It's an average size sandwich. It's pretty good size.
I usually try to just get an egg roll now.
The pork. What are those? These are the Smirnoff Ice Red, White, and Berry. They're all super good.
Red, White, and Berry.
No, Travis, you don't open them before we start.
A premature crackulation again. I don't
care. It's okay. We did a cold open because we're back and you guys are on the podcast. Let's crack them open. This time we're back with the Berry Punch Blackberry. Cranberry and lemon with hints of ginger.
Why do you make? I think every berry for your time is
that's
black.
Actually not bad. I would drink that.
These have all been really good, but they're the not. The citrus punch and the apple one. The citrus is really good.
It tastes like a fancy.
Jordan, I really fancy. Like
a fancy, if you
that's
will.
Not bad.
This is pretty good too, though.
I like that first one better.
The orange one is my favorite so far.
I haven't tried the first
that's
one.
Okay.
But
mango is
amazing.
Yeah. No, they've all been good, but they're not. 100 calories. They're not 100 calorie seltzers. They're like the
full cat. Yeah.
Are they like the red, white?
They're
the
full sauce. Yeah.
Oh no.
But
my diet.
Alas,
my diet.
It's gone to the shitter again.
We're back. And before we move on, we did a would you rather. Now we're gonna do the this or that. Mm-hmm. You get one of these for the rest of your life.
Yeah, deal with it.
You give one up for the rest of your life.
Yeah, cry about
flavored
it.
Flavored vodka or flavored whiskey. Which one do you have in the rest of your life?
Didn't we already do this like 2 weeks ago?
No,
or
we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
But we did.
Go to your room.
We did whiskey. What are you, a parent?
Go to your room right
are
now.
A parent with a.
She has a couple drinks here and she wants to be a superstar.
No.
So let me just chime in here.
Sure, you're first.
So,
this time.
So it's flavored vodka or whiskey.
So you like an apple whiskey, like a cinnamon whiskey, yeah. Or like, oh, vodka is every flavor.
I give up vodka.
You'd give up the vodka?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd give up the vodka.
Yeah. I think I'd also. I mean, I did pick vodka over whiskey a while ago because of the
that's why I did this the straight, I'm you call yourself
tell
you
no what. it's the straight vodka you can really use a bunch of like flavored I feel like it's gonna get you in trouble sometimes.
I'll drink them all. I drink them tall. I drink them small. I'll drink my whiskey.
That was a good thing you just said. That was something I'll take notes on.
Yeah.
You ask me out here, he can't. The nails in the collar right here are so loud.
I didn't
the
collar.
But those nails that only get cut every
he's clicking and clacking.
Months.
You're clicking and clacking in your boots every day. It's the same thing we have
I
here.
Don't click and clack.
Yes, you do. You walk around like a secretary at a Wall Street.
They're clicking and clacking when the bed gets knocking. We get in the head.
Listen. Don't talk to the MVP like that again.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but so, wait, you said whiskey or vodka.
Yeah.
We all got whiskey.
Yeah.
What is everyone's favorite flavored whiskey? You start.
Ooh.
And there's a lot of flavored whiskeys. My one brand, I hit like the Revelstoke. They came out with s'mores whiskey this week. I couldn't find it today. That's why I went to the shop, but I want to try it.
I still like my peach pecan.
Yeah.
It's good old camp. Can't go wrong with an old
camp.
No,
you can't. So there, I had the little jar. They had the peach camp.
Yeah.
I didn't, the peach pecan camp, I did not pick it because if I drew it, I'd go to the hospital. Mm. But I bet that's good.
Yeah.
What's your favorite flavor?
I think I haven't really dived deep into the flavored whiskeys just because I don't.
God,
I don't drink as much whiskey, but like, I don't know. One thing I think I've always enjoyed, just doing it as a shot. I don't know if I drink it really on the rocks.
Don't
as
say
much.
Cinnamon.
Be peanut butter
whiskey. Oh, that's fine. So not too way. I haven't had
salad,
either.
Salad?
Well, I haven't had pecan or peanut butter.
You can't have peanut butter because then you'll die or something. I don't know.
So
you got an intolerance. I think you should just become tolerant.
Maybe I should be tolerant.
But why would you choose whiskey over vodka, Tommy?
Oh, so if you look at my cab, I have like 12 flavors of flavored whiskey up there. I love flavored whiskey because I like to make different cocktails. Most people would say that my favorite is apple whiskey because pretty much the most common drink I order at a bar is either Apple Jack or Apple Crown with Diet 7.
But what drove you to whiskey?
Wait, Crown's not whiskey,
like,
though.
I like the whiskey's finish more than vodka.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, especially when you get a little bit. I mean, if you look at my top shelf, there's some awesome bottles there. I've got a good pal for now. Yeah.
But well, I mean, and like last week when we smoked cigars, I wouldn't drink vodka with that.
What whiskey? Did we both have Redemption or what did we have?
I don't know, dude. I was hammered.
Oh, yeah, we did Danger Jordan. That was 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago.
Whatever it was.
But so my if I had to pick a favorite flavored whiskey, it's vanilla. Vanilla whiskey.
Yeah, I would agree.
Probably nice. Well, sure. It's hard to find Jim Beam anymore. I still have the vanilla Stoke in there.
Dude.
But Jim Beam vanilla is a cheap bottle. Do it with Coke, Dr. Pepper. Cream soda.
Crown's got a nice vanilla.
They discontinued their
vanilla. Did they?
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're apple.
Apple's my second favorite. Like I said, that's my most go-to
margarita. I can't believe they discontinued the vanilla.
I loved it. So now
it was smooth. It was very smooth.
It was awesome.
Crown's very nice.
And you can do it with any drink for the most part. I would do a 7 or 7 like Sprite, but like a phenomenal drink. Diet Dr. Pepper, vanilla whiskey. Phenomenal. Mm.
I was at a steakhouse one time, and I guess I kind of forgot about this flavor too, but like they did a, I forget exactly how they called it, but it was like a, it was a sweet tea kind of mix. So it was a Jim Beam peach.
Sure.
And then like an Earl Palmer mix with that. So it was like lemonade. And
yeah,
like
it's awesome. There.
And so Avery, why would you choose whiskey over or vodka?
Yeah.
He said whiskey.
Yeah, but why would he choose it?
That's good.
So a few weeks ago, I picked if we had to give a whiskey or vodka, and I said vodka I would keep because you could do a lot with vodka just as a base for a lot of drinks.
You can mix it.
You can mix it very well.
I mean, you can cut it.
But like with flavored vodka, I don't know. I think
as far as a straight drink, I would agree that like whiskey is a very good straight drink.
If you drink vodka neat, you have a problem.
Yeah. You drink vodka on the rocks, it's one of those you cut with something else.
Yeah.
You need some whiskey, lime or something.
You can drink. I think we can all agree that whiskey you can drink straight.
Even so for me, like a lot of the time when I drink like straight whiskey, it sounds like I'm having a fit with a cold or something. It doesn't really go down as smooth, but I can appreciate a very nice smooth whiskey, I think, more than a vodka. And I think that's good. I'm leaning more towards a flavored something in the whiskey category for myself.
I'm happy you've grown up the last few months.
It was like weeks ago. No, we're talking. If we were talking bases, I'll still stick with vodka. You can do so much with it. It doesn't taste like anything, and you can add.
I would agree. You can mix vodka with just about anything.
Right. But this was
if you have to give one up, and if you're drinking it. But to me, if I was drinking one straight out, I would tend to choose whiskey over vodka. Mm. Whiskey's more just. It's got a good tone to it, and mellows out very decently.
Right.
I have to tell you something right now. I agree with you 100%.
No, I get that. I think for me personally, I feel like I'd run out of ideas faster with whiskey compared to vodka.
Oh, see, I disagree.
And that's my own perspective.
Yeah, if you look, I have 12 flavored vodkas and 12 flavored whiskeys on that top shelf.
I mean, honestly, if I had to pick all three, I'd probably just take rum over the two of them because I drink a lot more rum. But
Now there's 100 flavored rums.
Yeah. Oh. Cinnamon flavored rum is really nice.
What if... That would be, which we might have you back for this, but this would be a good one where we get like every podcast person and we get like all the flavored whiskeys, all the flavored vodkas, all the flavored rums and do like a King of the Hill.
Yeah, I don't know if I could stand at the end of that one.
That's a Saturday event where you eat a big meal and start tasting them. King of the Hill.
I think I would tend to side with whiskey.
I would too. Over everything, I would take whiskey.
Yeah. In this scenario, I would take whiskey.
Okay, I like that.
But yeah, I'll still stand on my other picks.
I mean, you don't get me wrong; you can still mix whiskey, but it's whiskey.
It's not a flavor that goes away. You know,
no,
but whiskey is whiskey.
Yeah,
it's like the foundation of this country.
Yeah,
that was the coolest thing you've ever said. I'm making you a shirt that says "Whiskey." It's the foundation of this country, and then Travis.
Just a big old. Thumbs up.
Keep talking, Avery.
Should I be taking notes like that, Trev?
Whiskey.
Well, I don't know. I can barely read Tommy's handwriting. He's jotting pretty quick. You know them southpaws.
Oh yeah.
They can write.
Well, the problem is just smears. That's why my big enemy is whiteboards, because
No, I just needed that. Careful. That was one of the cooler things you've ever said. Whiskey. It's the foundation of this country. Anyways. It's
a pretty good one.
We're going to do a 3-2-1 now. You all know right. what it is. I'm going to explain it to you. So I'm going to give you a topic, and we're going to go around saying 3-2-1. 3 is our third favorite thing. 2 is our second favorite thing. 1 is the best part about it.
Similar to a draft, but a little different.
Yeah, we start at the bottom and go to the top. Get it?
Sure, why not? Let's roll with it.
Because you get to start again, because you're the guest runner.
Oh, hey, thank you.
Maybe you go,
what if you went 3 so he gets it, you know?
Oh, that's fine. You can. Sure. I'll start, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Start. Go ahead.
3-2-1. And I picked this today because we saw it for the first time this year. Best things to do in the snow.
All right, sure.
All right. My third. I don't care how old I am.
You're gonna steal
mine. I don't care how big or skinny.
Are you going to steal mine?
But it's downhill activities in the snow.
Okay.
Skiing, snowboarding, sledding.
That's a really big topic.
But it right. kind of is, but I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you are.
Well, that only like applies.
Shut up. Sledding. I'm talking now. No, it's not. I don't care how old you are.
So this is three things. Three top. I mean, we get three.
Just our three favorite things to do with snow.
To do with snow.
Yep. So my number three is downhill activities. And I'll just say sledding. I don't care how old you are.
Yeah.
I'll just say sledding. I don't care how old you are. If there's snow on the ground and you can get a piece of plastic or a piece of cardboard and you can whiz down a hill fast, that's fun.
I agree.
That's
cool. I think one of my favorite things too with is when you get your buddies just like stay on the hill and you try to take them out like by their shins or whatever with the sled. That's one of my favorite
things. Some Green Bay shit.
Tubing? I mean, does sledding include tubing?
I'll put sledding and tubing together, but I'm not going to count skiing or snowboarding.
All right, because tubing is a blast.
It's so fun.
Oh, yeah. Tubing is a blast.
It's
so fun. And I would have counted as sledding as well. No, so you said what? So for me, I think number three, what I'll take is I'll do snowmobiling for number three.
Oh, I've never done that.
It's very dependent on the season. Because that's how the snowmobile cools itself, by having the snow hit a panel or something like that, and that's how it keeps the engine cool. So you need snow to do it. I've only done it once. Almost hit a fence pole, and it was just in a guy's backyard. But it's fun. It's like jet skiing, but on snow, and the brakes work a little bit better, probably. That's about it. Same kind of mechanics, controls, all that.
Well, you need snow for it, though. That's what counts.
You need snow, yeah. I mean, a jet ski doesn't work outside of water. A snowmobile doesn't work. With no snow. So, but yeah, there's a lot of trails to do. There's bars out on the trail. Like from what I've heard, you do like, you'll go for a couple miles, stop at a bar, you'll have a few, go on a little bit more, but you know, you don't want to get too much.
I've never done that, but I'd love to do that. I'd love to, you know, sled for, well, not honestly sledding. But
well, yeah, it's the same kind of thing.
But go from bar to bar.
Yeah, no, it's fun. You got to be careful though, just with the hypothermia and all that kind of stuff that kicks in.
Ah, I'm a man. I don't get hypothermia.
Well, guys get drunk and they think they're warm when they're hammered, but. That'll be my number three. I'll take some mobile.
What about you? What's your number three?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to go more recreational. I think I'm going to go with building the snowman.
Oh, jeez. I totally forgot about that.
So classic. I mean, you guys got your downhill. You're more like active
fast
sports. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you're cruising, but you can't go wrong with a darn good snowman.
No. All right. I have a proposition.
Do you want to build
sometimes something? This man listens to it. Sometimes he doesn't. But when we get a good snow this year, we're going to build a Richard snowman at the branch.
I did one.
You did?
Yeah.
That had to be years ago.
No, that was before you.
That's why I said it had to be years ago.
Yeah, it was all 4 or 5 years ago. We built one, put a hat on, and called him Richard.
We're doing that again this year.
We didn't call him Fisher, but we called him Richard.
We need a new Fisher. Fisher's been dead for quite a while.
Honestly, that Days Without Incident board needs to be back down to zero.
Yeah, when that fish died, we should have restarted the safety board.
That's a workplace casualty.
We get someone die. Oh, yeah, death.
So, yeah. Can we get a vest for the fish? Like a little construction
vest? I think it would kill them, like the koozies.
Nah, this is a big fish. No, I already ran a... I tried to sneak it in before he went into like a team's call, like decorating a couple of those trees out there because I have Christmas lights. So,
trees. You need to go there on a Sunday and decorate every tree.
I will. I need the lights, but I will. So, yeah. Tell me, what's your number two?
So, I've been battling back and forth with this.
Sure.
Because I'm worried that my number one, and I don't do this a lot anymore, but because it doesn't technically need snow, it just needs cold. But snow, ice. All right, my number two. Is called Midwest porch fridges. When you can buy your case of beer and put it in the snow instead of putting it in your fridge.
That's nice. Us hillbillies up north, we use that all the time, man. Throw a case of beer outside and chill it down.
You're no more hillbilly than any of us. We all get the same snow. I love during the winter, you get the case of beer. You don't got to put it. You just throw it in the snow right out your front or back door.
You don't even got to do that. Just put it in your garage and we'll keep your soups cold.
No, in the snow.
It's in a refrigerator in your garage, too.
And it goes through the football season.
It's an insulator.
You're exactly right. Yeah. It's the same as a fridge. But especially during football season, always during football season, because I do Sundays here, there's always a 30 rack of Bush Light outside in the snow.
Right.
I love called the Midwest winter freezer. Love to throw a case of beer in the snow. Sure. That's my number two.
All right. Well, I think my number two, I guess it's kind
of
hard for
this me. This is my least favorite flavor we've had so far.
Yeah, I would agree.
This is the sweetest, and it doesn't offer a lot.
They're all really not up my alley, but the slide for tonight.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. This is just too sweet for me.
The other two are less sweet. No, it is too. I feel like I need to brush my teeth after drinking this one. But I think for my number two, the problem is I think I have a really good number one, and I want that to be number one. I'm just trying to think of something to.
I'm hoping you guys don't steal my number one. Shut up.
Anyways, I think for me, I'm a person who really enjoys walks, and I really enjoy walking when with snow falling, like walking around the streets and stuff, putting some music or whatever. I just really like watching the snow fall. That's just me. It's not the strongest of my picks here. I just feel like my number one, but I'll take this as a filler. I just like watching snow fall, and I think it's fun when it does fall. It's cool. It's
you nice. Okay there, Tommy?
I just thought
a little gag reflex.
Yeah, I just thought that was such a stupid fucking answer. But good for you, though, for appreciating nature's beauty.
I like that, man.
Yeah.
Big nature guy. But yeah, no, my number one, I think, is going to be really nice. So.
Okay, I got a new number one. But because I actually needed yours to figure out my number one, so I'll give you that, though.
Okay, yeah. So maybe you don't give it as much shit next time.
Okay, fine. I won't. Go ahead. What's your number two?
As far as snow? Snow and...
What else are we talking about?
Yeah, oh.
Jeez. Hey, oh, hey.
Sorry, I'm the guest.
Tom High Low.
Want to clarify. With snow, I really enjoy moving snow. I enjoy pushing
snow. In like some kind of rig, though. Or do you like shoveling?
Oh, I do my fair share of shoveling. I enjoy pushing snow. Granted, it gets old after a while, but I enjoy moving snow.
You saw my plow rig today for the first time.
Puts a little extra coin in the pocket, if you know what I'm saying. So,
a little hair on the chest. Right. I need it.
That goes with the whiskey over vodka.
It does. Yeah, it really does.
Woo!
Yeah. All right. So before I give you guys my number one, I'm going to tell you what my number one was going to be.
Sure.
But I felt like it wasn't appropriate enough because if it's just cold, you can ice fish. If it's just cold, you can get on the ice with your buddies.
Well, that has nothing to do with snow.
That's why I'm happy it wasn't this one. Mm-hmm. But ice fishing, it needs to be cold. And most times when you ice fish, there is some snow on the ice. You know it. You know it. All right. We all know it.
I have a little too
much. But he from Green Bay.
So Tommy, you know it. What is it?
All right.
Hit me.
Snow drifting in the cars.
Ooh. That's the most answer. Yeah.
Most of my cars have always been rear wheel drive. I have a company truck now that's four wheel drive. Mm-hmm. But I had this truck SUV in high school. It was, I'm sorry, not high school. I had the Firebird in high school. That was snow drifting to the max on that Firebird. Mm-hmm. But in college, I had you'd know this car very well, a Toyota 4Runner.
Oh, yeah, that one.
And in the 4Runner, I wouldn't drift. I had figured out 360s in the snow to bring it. You go around, bring it all the way back around, and be a 360. My friends would be screaming, but.
That was a good car.
That was a good truck.
I'll tell you what, you learn how to drive by messing around in the snow.
That's how you learn everything.
You gotta find a safe place. Go mess around. Learn how to drive.
You saw my first car today, that Firebird rear wheel drive. When the first time it snowed, my dad was still teaching me how to drive. He goes, "Put your stuff on. We're going on your car." I'm like, "Dad, that's not a winter car. Put your stuff on. We're going to drive." He got me to the snowiest road and said, "Floor it and don't stop." That was one of the biggest life lessons of my life. Was flooring that rear wheel drive car and just learning how.
That's how you learn how to drive.
Yeah,
I mean everybody should. Either go out on the lake, if you find a safe place, go all around and mess around because you know what happens when you go into a skid.
Yep.
You need to learn how to drive safely in the winter.
Doc Hudson once said, in cars, you got to turn right to go left.
Opposite world. But I had a similar experience today even. I was out at a job site and it was all mud and it felt like I was driving on snow. Like the truck would be like crab walking forward just because of how slick it was. I mean, it's tough.
You know what site he was at today? We're not going to name it. But you know where he went today?
He knows.
He went to Paris.
I did go to Paris. Not that
Wait, you went to Paris too today?
Yeah.
The site he went to that he's talking about, as far as mud goes, that'll be a devastating site.
It's bad.
That's shop talk, though. That's shop talk. Travis, what's your number?
Avery, what's your number one? So my number one.
No, it's 3-2-1.
Oh, sorry, I can't count.
It's fine, I'm not mad at you.
So my number one, and I learned this a couple years ago. I got influenced by a buddy. And I don't know exactly how to put this all together.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah, I learned about that one too. But what my friend would do, and I tried to keep the tradition going, but it didn't work out so well last winter. You know, no snow, but it's building a little fort in the backyard, like a good size. And then you get everybody together, you have a bonfire, you grill out or whatever, and you have like an outdoor party in the winter. It's a little cold, but you do stuff to heat up and you drink, and that warms you up too. I would drink summer shandies and that, but it would start to freeze, so it's like a little lemon pop and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's called the summer slushy.
Yeah.
Read a book. I think I know what your number one is because of his number one, but I want you to...
No, let's hear it because you ain't going to guess my number one, okay. Tommy.
I feel like you've tried your number one on me a couple times at work, but I think your number one is snowball fights.
You're close.
Okay, I want to hear it. I mean, there's been times before your time that I would walk back in the shop and it's just him packing snowballs.
Dude, I love a good – and I would call it a number one. I would.
It's a good number
one.
It's
a tie.
Yeah.
I should have thought of my number
two. You can call a tie if you want.
My number – can I call a tie and name two?
You can call a tie as long as they're kind of similar. Yeah.
So my number one would be like snowball fights.
Yes.
I always like just
– Oh, he's coming out his first winter now too.
I like winding up the guys – just whistling one across the shop and pegging them. And then, but my other number one would be I enjoy writing my name in the snow.
With what? With what, Travis?
A yellow ink. I know how to write cursive. I love how these guys don't even, they can't even come up with a good
comeback. That's a good number one. No. I did not think of that at all.
I like going out on the water, but come on, you can't tell me that you just don't, I'm going to just drop.
No, but the thing is, I do it every time I piss outside in the snow. I didn't even think about it. Of course you write your name in the snow.
No, because how do you know who did it?
You don't write your name. I mean, you can draw characters, stencils. Hell. Yeah.
Jeez,
man, I tell you what.
I'll give you both of them because those are both really good.
I can make some pretty damn good murals out there.
We could have another. That could be another contest. Best
an actual pissing contest.
I didn't think about it, but you were right. The snowball is a good one.
Yeah.
But this one was just like one off the wall. Like I guarantee you.
Nobody else has
ever thought of that. Done it.
No,
and enjoyed
that is
it.
Good.
No, this is a literal pissing contest.
That's
what it is.
You won this one. I gotta call a spade a spade. That was good. I've been bested at my own game.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you lost.
Guys, our berry punches have reached expiration. We'll be right back to wrap this potty up. Mm-hmm. Hang tight. Oh my god! And we're back for the fourth and freaky final segment. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what's the best for last because honestly, I've never had these before. But the last one is holiday punch, black cherry, cranberry, blood orange with hints of blood and ginger. Boys, let's crack them.
Fingernails.
Oh, jeez, that sounds so cold. Sniff, daddy. It smells like a...
It smells like I've had this before.
Yeah, it does kind of smell like I've had this
before. You know what? It smells like the red, white, and berry.
I don't know if it's the tastiest we've had, but it's the easiest drinker.
Yeah, they're all really sweet, though.
This is the least sweet.
Yeah, they're very sweet.
They're very sweet.
Very sugary.
Yeah.
This is either my first or second favorite. I like that orange one a lot.
The orange one just feels like a snooty Fanta for me. I think the first one we had was probably the most.
The berry punch is my least favorite.
That'll rank fourth. I think the apple is probably the best for me. The orchard punch. That feels the most like holiday season, which I think is what they were trying to do.
I'd go with the orange as my first.
Yeah, well, we're a lot smarter than Avery, so.
Hey, that's so nice. That's all right.
Nice. Avery segment, explain it to us. If we have any questions, we'll do it, and then we'll roll with it.
All right. So I've been listening to a new podcast on my walks at night. This one's called Tower 4. Long story short, the general premise is what we're going to be talking about here, which is going to be – so this guy He's going to be watching forest fires, just trying to get away from the world and all that kind of stuff, up in a tower for 5 months, spring through summer, just to make sure nothing goes on. If something happens, he reports it. The ranger, like the head ranger, his manager, whatever, has to drive him to a certain part in the trail, and he has to hike the rest, like a 20-mile hike or something like that. So he has about a backpack, clothes, essentials. There's food at the thing. All of his needs are taken care of. What kind of food? Not like jerky, trail mix, dried fruit, you know, stuff you're going to live off.
What about a McRib?
That's going to spoil.
For how long?
5 months.
You're going to live 5 months on a backpack.
No. Food's there.
The food is...
They drop
don't worry about food and water. That's what you say. Yeah, that's there.
It's all there. Power's there. There is a shower, but it's outside. There's an outhouse, all that. But the guy who comes in, he's just trying to, like... He had a creative writing degree in college or whatever, and so now he's seeing this is probably a great time to start writing. So my thought is, if, you know, each of us were stuck in a separate tower all by ourselves, and we can only bring, like, one thing to work on, and not something huge, like we have to carry it in, whether that's a skill, whether that's, you know, whatever, what would be the thing that we would try to improve with ourselves, like 5 minutes or 5 months?
We have to improve ourselves with it?
Well, no, it's just something to work on, something to, it can be something you want to improve on, like a skill, or it can be something you build, you know, whatever. But like 5 months isolated, something that's going to occupy your time.
Well, I'm going to have you, you guys can pick who goes first. I want to go last because I'm worried I'm going to have something dumb to say.
I'll tell you what, we'll start at this end. I'll go first.
Okay.
If you're going to backpack in and learn a trade or do whatever, figure something what you're going to do.
Is there Wi-Fi?
No. There's barely power. You have power sometimes.
Okay.
I would I'd probably grab some needle and some thread. I'd pack that in with me. You can always learn a trade. In sewing and crocheting, I'd probably learn that.
What'd you make? What would you start with?
Why did you pick it? It's not a bad pick.
No, it's not. I like
that. But I guess why? I mean, there's something in you that said, I need to do this.
I know how to sew. I would love to learn how to sew better and crochet better. I would, because it's a trade that you could, it's a dying trade because everybody's throwaway. It's a throwaway society.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you buy a pair of jeans and you blow a hole, you go buy a new pair.
So I did.
Well, prices are going up on all this stuff. Well, when you can patch them, why wouldn't you? I mean,
it's so funny to say that because growing up, I would get jeans and someone would hem them to fit right, or if I blew a tear in them, they would fix them. And that's gone now. I don't remember the last time you hear someone tearing a jean and getting it fixed.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I know all you kids out there, they all buy jeans that are got rips in them, but
not me.
I enjoy, like, if you can patch something and make it work, it's one of those things, like, if you can mend that trade, it's one worth having. I'll tell you that right now.
Sure. You, that was an intellectual answer of you. I would have never thought of something like that.
Well, you got nothing else but time.
Right.
It's on your side.
That was a good answer.
100%.
I don't know. I'm thinking how I can top it, but I'm having a hard time.
I mean, sewing is one of those trades that you can learn that's good. You can take with you the rest of your life after you're out of that tower. Mm-hmm. Sewing, I would say sewing is number one. And if you could learn how to maybe knit, I would needle and thread. You learn how to run some needle and some thread.
My mom taught me and my brother how to knit. I forgot it, but for a while, me and my brother.
I mean, you got it made. You make yourself a scarf.
A sweater.
Yeah, when it gets cold out, boom.
You can make yourself a hammock.
And it's light. You can pack it in. You're done.
We should start a knitting club at work. Will you be our knitting club captain? No, don't laugh. Don't fucking laugh, Avery.
No, I was laughing at something else.
God.
I'll be the captain. I'm not any better than the rest of them.
Are you good at knitting?
I tell you what, I give her a damn good at grade A for effort.
I would. I don't know about crochet.
It ain't that hard. I mean,
crochet is fun, but I wouldn't say it's helpful.
You know? Knit yourself a scarf.
That's helpful when
you knit yourself a scarf. But crochet is that little hook board, you know.
Yeah, I've done that a few times. Made a couple murals.
But that's not. I don't know if I'd say that. I think that's a hobby more than.
But I would say sewing. Sewing would be my number one.
That's the number one. If I cut my arm open, you could sew me back up.
That'd be the. And it's, like I said, it's one of those that you can take with you the rest of your life and you can learn the trade and
pass it on. What if there's a day? I mean, I could see this how our society works. The sewing, sewing by hand could die and no one could teach it again, you know?
Yeah, 100%. But where are you going to find a pair of jeans out in the wilderness?
You got to make them.
I mean, I know.
Well, maybe American Eagle.
Yeah, I know.
The American Eagle.
Do a lot of stuff, but.
When the American Eagle flies by, it drops.
If I could expertise and a number one trade that I could take with me and be sewing, all right, some needle and some thread. But they're not a sew.
That was pretty smart.
That's very smart.
Go, Avery.
It's a lot better answer.
I was originally going to say just bring a Game Boy. But now I'm really thinking about it.
I think for me, it's just one thing I always lacked. And I think it's something I could just bring in a backpack and then bring up there. If you learn how to play like a small instrument of some sort, I think, because, you know, I really enjoy music and I think that's going to be a great way to help pass the time is, you know, you bring a couple books to learn all the fingers and stuff. I'm like in my brain, I'm thinking like ukulele or something like that, just something that can be can be passed on to other instruments, you know, outside of the tower when you get there. But just learning how to, you know, one, it'll help you, you know, write music and then also help, you know, just learn music and have an even harder appreciation for it because that's something you worked for. That's something you really put a ton of time into and learn how to really master the skill of it. And then, you know, just that's going to really help, you know, pass by that time. Cause like the whole isolation thing, at least trying to learn, you know, it really eats up the time and it really becomes it's something you take with you and it's something that can become more, I guess, outside of the tower than kind of like how Travis built on it with sewing. I think for me, it'd be just, you know, learning the fundamentals of one instrument. It's not exactly the same going into a different one, but it's a blueprint and it's kind of an understanding of how to think when approaching an instrument.
It's a good answer. I like it. Mm-hmm. I like the music. I mean, music plays a life in everybody's daily.
I have a follow-up question on yours.
Yeah.
Did either of you guys play an instrument growing up, like in band?
No, I did.
I played throat. That was mine.
Okay, shut up. What did you play?
Trombone.
You did? Did you miss it?
I wish I would have paid a little bit more attention. I did play trombone, trumpet, and some of the
bass. Trumpet and the sax are two cool instruments.
I did have a sax.
Those
I played cool that ones. A little bit, but I was more trombone. But I enjoyed all the brass instruments. I never really, one of those trades I've forgotten over the years, but it was one that, yeah, I can see it taking an effort.
I love the music thing. I play the drums forever.
I mean, to kill time, to buy time. I mean, music is in everybody's life. It plays dividends in everybody's life daily. I mean, you can't tell me somebody who doesn't listen to music on a daily basis.
I got some friends who do. I got one who's a doctor and he doesn't.
Okay, shut up. What instrument would you take with you if you had to take one right now and you're about to leave?
I think ukulele. I'm learning how to do that.
Sure. Travis?
That one's a pretty approachable one.
I would like to learn the guitar.
I would take a saxophone. My brother played it.
The thing is, it's just hiking that thing 20 miles. I know I can throw a ukulele and some books on it in a backpack and bring it up there in that way. Like one to
you
actually
said learn. One thing with you. You said books too.
Well, I meant you fit in a backpack. I might have misspoken that, but yeah.
There's some big backpacks out there.
Well, yeah. But like, you know.
I'm bringing 12 solar panels on a computer.
Yeah, that's a pretty big backpack.
The music thing is good. I would do sax. Like, I played the drums forever since fifth grade. Like, I mastered that, the drums. Anyhow. Percussion.
You got the super bass going on there, Tommy.
Super bass?
Yeah.
Super bass.
So you're asking me? Do I have a super bass? No, I have no bottom at all.
Some Nicki Minaj. That boom ba doom boom boom ba doom bass. Got but that like, super bass.
But like that's like it's like the one thing my friends are just trying to learn about me. Like if you give me a drum set, I can play like if a song starts playing, I can start playing the drums to any song. And it's impressive. Don't want to be my own horn. But nowadays, if I can play another instrument, it'd be the saxophone. So I think it's very versatile. I like the big brass sound, like you said. Mm-hmm. I used to play the piano, and I forgot that.
But I still think as far as a trade going on, I would say stitching or sewing.
Yeah. Sure.
That's the most practical.
I mean, one that you could take with you in your daily life.
I think, this has got way more intellectual than I thought. Mm-hmm. But going over this, you're saying, you know, continue a trade that go last forever.
Yeah.
Carry music. Everybody, except for your weird doctor friend that likes music, it's something you want to carry on. I think I would write
Yeah, that was another thing I was thinking of. That's what the guy in the show does.
Yep, I was. Yeah, well, I'm smarter than him, so
maybe. I don't know. I
what are you gonna write about?
Yeah.
Well,
that was gonna be one of my answers.
I mean, when it was top yeah, if you got nothing that. To do, you can write an autobiography or whatever.
It wouldn't be about me. People aren't ready for how exciting my life is. But I would. I would literally think of fictional stories. Yeah. Nonfiction's
like real life.
Yeah, I would think of fictional stories. I would just adventure books, stuff like that. Like you didn't walk in there. I have a bookshelf full of nonfiction books that I read throughout.
Nonfiction.
Fictional books that I've read from third, fourth grade till today. I was a big reader up until I started working, and I could feel like I could write stories forever. I think that would be the fastest way to pass time, because once you get into your own thoughts, that's when you lose yourself. And if you want to talk about building a legacy, you write a story that think about this past weekend, Hagrid died. His line was, I might die, but Hagrid will live forever. If you can create a legacy, you've truly succeeded in life. Right. And if you write a story that no one will forget, you'll be remembered forever.
Right. Well, thank you, Harry.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Well, what?
A wizard. No, but I truly feel if you can write a story, sing a song, or have something that will save minds forever, you will die a legacy.
Well, there's that famous quote of dying twice, right? You die once when you physically die, but you die a second time when someone says your name for the last time. That's a very profound
thought. So you want a profound thought. When is the last time somebody will ever say Harry Potter, though?
It's going to be a very long time.
Or Hagrid.
Hagrid.
Even that, though. That will live forever. Mm-hmm. With the technology of today, that will live forever. The stories. And somebody wrote those books. I forget her name.
J.K. Rowling.
Okay, but you knew it, so she's still alive. Well, actually, she's still alive.
Yeah, she is still alive.
But Lord of the Rings will live forever. Marvel movies will live forever. If you create a concept.
Well, let's see. Yeah, it's the thing. I mean, no one really knows who, like, directs the Marvel movies. Like
Kevin Feige.
Well, then it's like the brothers or something like that, too. There's like the Russo brothers, I think.
Yeah.
You know, there's all that. But it's like, well, art today, too, is, I guess, our sort of modern art, our cinema, all that sort of turned into a sort of mythology, if you want to equate it to that, you know. And, like, in Marvel especially goes into that with, like, the Norse mythology and all that. But, like, you know, people, like, we have heroes, we have villains, like Spider-Man. And then,
stop talking about heroes. We're talking about legacies now.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
And don't forget to see the Black Adam.
With The Rock!
So I haven't seen any of those DC movies.
Yeah, neither have I. And a lot
of them. But I kind of, now I feel like I need to, like, Shazam and all that stuff.
I don't watch, no.
I think Shazam was, like,
Do you even have a TV?
I do.
Nice.
Is it plugged in?
I own three of them.
You have three TVs?
I have power.
Nice. No, good. Good topic. We slowed it down here a bit. If you guys are ready, taking notes on this podcast, so create a legacy. So who had the best answer to that?
I don't know.
I know. It was me.
Yeah, I figured you'd say that.
Travis, any closing thoughts on your first podcast? Hopefully your first of many, not your last.
I don't know if there will be many after this, but...
Why?
I appreciate it.
You enjoyed yourself.
I did.
Gotta get him some more manly drinks, though.
No, it's time for another, like, the line of Kugel's pack. That was good. I'm sugared out after this.
Yeah,
he's a little rich.
Every maybe 4 weeks, could we call you for a Travis take?
Possibly.
He said yes, if you guys were listening at home.
That's his yes.
Avery, any closing comments? I have one more sip. Hold on.
You have a good week. You have an even better week after that.
That is sugary.
It's really bad.
The orange one was the least sweet. I think that's why I liked it.
Yeah.
It was the tanginess they cut, though.
Yeah. Yeah. A little acid, like a banana pepper on a pizza.
Sure.
But anyways, guys, thanks for listening to Four Beers, No Fears, episode 54. Hope you guys enjoyed listening. Go to Johnny's. Drink some Smirnoff Holiday Punches. And thanks for listening. We'll talk to you.